Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
All right, in 1 hour, a pretty special interview. We're going to have the former communications director for Eric Garcetti on the show, Naomi Seligman. And the reason we want her on, and we've been trying to get her on, is, of course, she's at the center of the possibility that the nomination of Eric Garcetti to be the next ambassador to India fizzles. And it's all because of sex harassment claims against his top aide, Rick Jacobs, that's still going through the process in civil lawsuits. But there's an allegation among a number of people that Eric Garcetti knew what Rick Jacobs was doing to sexually harass various employees who work for the city of LA and the mayor's office, and he didn't do anything about it. And Naomi was key among this. She eventually got an organization that specializes in whistleblowing to take her case to the U.S. Senate to make them aware that when Garcetti said under oath he knew nothing about, never saw any sex harassment, they believe he's lying. So there's a chance that that nomination is scuttled. We'll talk to Naomi after 5.
All right. You probably have followed, to some extent, the odyssey of Vicky White, the Alabama jail guard, and the murder suspect, Casey White, that 6'9" monster that she helped escape from jail, and then they went on a ride, getting caught finally in Evansville, Indiana,
where she shot herself. And she died. He was captured, but she killed herself. By the way, I just mentioned she was Employee of the Year. It was going to be the 5th straight year she was due to win the award. People were stunned that she would engage in this. But, of course, the word is these two were very close in some kind of relationship. The big development in the story is coming now. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone coming on for KFI to talk about these 911 audio.
Yeah, and when it comes to their relationship, 2 years is what they believe now, that this had been going on. He had been in and out of the county jail and in the Alabama Department of Corrections and in and out. They had been apparently carrying this thing on, and when it became romantic, was it romantic in the jail? They don't know any of that yet, but according to Casey White, it had been going on for a while. So we are hearing the final moments now. we had known that there was a 911 call that was made. We didn't know that she had butt dialed, but that's apparently what went on, that she didn't know that she was connected to 911 as it went on. But that allowed 911 dispatchers to listen in during the police chase with U.S. Marshals and with the county sheriff there in Evansville, Indiana, to hear what was going on in the vehicle as they were being chased. And then they put this out to the deputies behind them.
Crash out, still inside the vehicle. We could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger. Female is still armed.
She had her finger on the trigger, still armed. Now that we know, because we're hearing the 911 call, that it's kind of hard to hear, but she called 911, didn't know it. For 7 minutes, the line was open with a dispatcher. They were listening in. A lot of it was after she already shot herself and they were being pulled out. But some of it was while it was going on. And 911 was trying to get their attention, at first not knowing who it was. Somebody had called 911.
That was 911.
He's yelling. He's hearing the sirens behind and everything. So they say during this thing, while they're still on the run, first of all, she's mad at Casey for staying at the motel in Evansville. This is where they bought 14 days, and they had been there for about a week. And she, it sounds like, is pretty much saying, you know, dummy, shouldn't have stayed here so long, but you wanted to stay at that motel. Then she says, look, the airbags are going to go off. They're going to kill us, the airbags, as they were bouncing around off roads and through a field, and they were going all over the place. And then she suggests that they get out and run. And it's hard to hear, but this is that moment where she says, hey, let's get out and run.
Airbags are going off. Let's get out and run.
The Alabama accent there of let's get out and run. And then immediately after that, they are rammed by the U.S. Marshals. That puts the Cadillac that they're in on its side down into a ditch. And then there's a gunshot on the phone call. And then you hear police moving in saying, her finger's on the trigger, get the gun away. And then they pull her out, which newly released body camera audio that the sheriff also put out in Indiana. They do this quick compared to California, apparently, that they're letting us hear that as well as they went up to her.
Okay, I'm going to go for the gun.
A lot of wrestling around there, but I'm going to go for the gun, they said, and they get her finger off the trigger, and they got her out of there, pulled her out. She died. The coroner in Indiana confirming now, they've done the autopsy. The evidence is there. She did kill herself. It was suicide. There had been questions about that. Casey White claimed that, but he's an alleged murderer as well, why he was in jail. So they had to make sure that he didn't murder her. He's been extradited. He's back in Alabama already. Arraigned there on charges of escape on top of the murder count that he was already in jail on. And they're still trying to put it all together. But he's singing like a canary, talking about what went on and saying 2 years they had been together.
She was driving, by the way, wasn't she?
Yeah, there was some debate about that. One sheriff said she was driving. The other sheriff, one in Alabama, one in Indiana, said she was a passenger. But it sounds like she was driving, but yet she's yelling at Casey. They said it was a little hard to know based on they rolled and they were all over the place in there, and she had shot herself and was laying there. But one of the sheriffs says she was driving. The other one says passenger. Either way, she was unhappy. She wanted to get out and run. Shows, again, they really didn't have an end plan that they had talked about. Casey has told them that they wanted to go out in a hail of bullets. They had the AR-15, a bunch of handguns, her duty belt. But then this went down. They rammed the car, and she's saying, let's go run. Then she shoots herself in the head, and the ending, they really didn't have planned out.
And as far as we know, nobody in her life knew about this relationship. Nobody at the prison knew what was going on.
Apparently not. They say that she was the model guard and trained the younger ones, and they didn't see this.
So she didn't talk about him. I mean, if she
apparently
fell in love with him,
they didn't see her sneaking in there with extra food and hanging out.
With all the security cameras in a jail.
You've seen the one security camera where she walks him out to her patrol car at the Sallyport at the jail. So that's at least there. I'm sure they're going back and looking for all that right now. We know that she brought him more food, but did she bring him more than that? And was anybody paying attention? We don't know.
He's a hungry man.
Yeah.
All right, Alex. Thank you very much
for
that
report. You got it. Bye, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. Yeah, I guess the quote that's making the rounds from the 911 callers when Vicky says to Casey, "You had to stay in some bleeping motel."
Yep.
And it turns out, I read a report that it was a Motel 6, but no, it's a Motel 41. I guess that's how much it costs now.
Is that an upgrade?
You know, I think that was originally why they were Motel 6. It was $6
a night. $6? Now, really, they call them Motel 41s?
Well, I don't know that, but this one was called Motel 41 in the outskirts of this town in Indiana where they were caught.
And she actually said, "Let's go run." Where was she going to run?
Yeah, I don't know. And then she kills herself instead.
That is such a weird story.
That woman's last few months of her life.
Nobody had a whiff of this, huh?
That's strange. You're right. They should have seen them hanging out or doing something special for him. I don't know.
All right.
More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
We got the first of what will be two big reports on the number of, well, allegedly, the number of homeless on the streets and in the shelters. The report today comes from Orange County. The LA County report is probably going to come either later this month or next month. Now, whether or not you believe these reports, this is what they go by when they try to figure out if homelessness is getting worse, getting better, what we have to do with it. These are the numbers that you hear people quote.
Except they don't do anything to make it better, at least not in L.A. County.
Right. In Orange County, they're saying that the number of unhoused people, oh boy, has dropped by more than 20% versus 3 years ago. They did not do a count in 2020 or 21 because of the pandemic. They found the total homeless population, sheltered and unsheltered, they say in Orange County, was 6,860. That was in 2019. New numbers show the count is 5,718. More than half of them are literally on the streets. They're considered unsheltered. Couple of other things they got out of this in their statistical analysis is that the vast majority of the county's homeless were individuals. Fewer than 100 families, no unaccompanied youth were counted on the streets.
So at least for Orange County, this whole women and children thing, homeless.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Very tiny. It's
a lot of single men.
It's, yes, mostly single men between the ages of 25 and 49.
Yes.
And your eyes tell you that, right? That's what my eyes tell me, because I drove by that homeless encampment every day, and that's what I saw. I saw single men, 25 to 49, rarely a woman, never a child.
The rest of what you get here is self-reported, as they call it.
Yeah.
More than half self-reported as chronically homeless. Just over 41% said they had substance use issues. 30% reported mental health issues. Again, that's self-reported.
Well,
you're basically asked by the person with a iPad, what's your situation there? Do you have any alcohol or mental health issues?
That kind of survey is useless because, as you know, Michael Schellenberger talked about last year, and every study I've seen shows that anywhere from 75% to nearly 100% of the people have a drug problem. But if you ask a homeless person who's on drugs, you know how this goes with addictions. A lot of people, I don't have a problem. I use it, but I don't have a problem. So having drug addicts or alcoholics self-report how addicted they are is probably the most asinine thing you can do in a survey.
Nearly 75% of the unhoused were men, as you might have expected. And more than half of them were between the ages of 25 and 49. And that's where things really break down when you have addictions and mental health problems. Between 25 and 49 can be tough years when you're stuck with that, because that's supposed to be your prime earning years, your prime living years.
Right.
And you're addicted and you have mental health problems, you really could end up on the street.
And by then, they've alienated everybody in their life. They've alienated their parents. They've alienated their wife, if they had one, and their family. They're failures. And there's no way out because we don't have effective mental health and drug treatment.
Right.
And we can't force them off the street. It's a complete dead end. And I'm a big fan of Schellenberger because he writes the truth. We literally are not doing anything for these people. There is a lot of talk from politicians and a lot of residents nod along. Yeah, I think it'd be good if, you know, they got rehabilitated. Well, that's fine, except they don't. They're not rehabilitated. There's not a system to effectively rehabilitate this many people. They just don't have the system.
Like and we said, what's no the compassion for letting people die on the streets? Where's the compassion? They're saying, you don't have compassion. You're trying to criminalize homeless and take these people against their will.
See, that's,
well, we may save their lives. No, we're going to let them die.
That's the thing. It's what I talked about before. What they do is they change the subject and you end up arguing something nonsensical and insane. You know, you start saying, no, I am compassionate. It's like, stop. In L.A., there's 2,000 people dying every year. 2,000 people dying of overdoses outdoors. That's the issue. And this is what makes me crazy. Garcetti's being taken down because of a weirdo sex scandal that he's not even directly involved with. But he's not taken down for having thousands of people die in the streets. This is what just baffles me about human nature and about politics and media coverage and everything. The fact that the streets are a killing field is the issue that should bring these politicians down. It's his aide doing a groin rub on somebody.
That shows you the priorities.
I know. It's just
that's because there's passionate disagreement as to how to deal with homelessness. No. Most people agree you should not rub your groin against others without their consent.
I wonder what the passionate disagreement is. What is a passionate disagreement when your policies have led to thousands of people dying in the streets?
They wouldn't admit that, though.
Well, they are dead, though.
They won't admit it.
The people are dead.
They'll blame you.
You've been in charge. No, they've been in charge. These are
because
their policies.
Because you're responsible. They couldn't get housing. It's too expensive.
I didn't do anything.
Choice but live in the street and die.
I gave my tax money. I gave a lot of tax money. They said they were going to fix this. They didn't fix it. It got worse. So that's another issue where they end up changing the subject. They're constantly changing the subject until your head pops off.
All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. We're going to talk now with a restaurant owner named Matthew Oliver. Matthew Oliver has a place called House of Oliver. And during Newsom's virus lockdown, he would defy it and would have a Newsom hour. And I guess people would come and have a drink. And the Placer County is where he is, up in Northern California. And that county wasn't particularly enforcing any of these lockdown orders. However, the state got really pissed. The Alcohol Beverage Control Agency, they have filed citations, a civil suit, and they want to close him down for 30 days as a penalty.
Yeah, because the local DA was not interested in prosecuting any kind of case. So we told you about this when it was going on back in 2020 and maybe even the 21. It's like a lot of local officials and DAs in some of the counties, they don't want to bother with this. It's nonsense. Leave the businesses alone. But the response was, well, then we're going to send in state officials to enforce this.
Very similar to how the Chinese Communist Party runs things out of Beijing. Yeah. Let's get Matthew Oliver on the line. Matthew, how are you?
Well, I am doing well. Thank you so much for bringing me on and celebrating Newsom hour.
Newsom hour. So explain during the lockdown exactly what were the times you were open and what were you serving and what kind of crowd did you draw?
Well, you know, I want to set the record straight. When we started, we were like everybody. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't want to get people sick. We wanted to honor and respect. But the moment we realized that there was a major double standard, it was obviously a rules for thee, not for me scenario. We were done with it. We had employees, single moms, families. We had guys working three jobs to make ends meet. They weren't going to make it on this unemployment. It wasn't going to work for them. Plus, they didn't want to be dependent on the government. So we went, we're going to give you your job. We're going to go out there and do it. And so we opened up, and we called a Newsom hour because we absolutely felt what the government was doing was illegal. It was abusive. He's a bully, and we weren't going to stand for it.
And so how long would you be open?
Well, what started as, hey, we're going to do like a late night and then turned to dinner. Next thing you know, we were open lunch and dinner, and then we ended up opening breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we really did. The Newsom hour was really birthed when, I don't know if you remember, when Gavin Newsom said you couldn't serve alcohol after 10 o'clock because that's when the virus really was active.
Yes, I do remember that, yeah. That was fun.
So wait,
wasn't that stupid? There's so many stupid random rules out of his empty head. Yet you couldn't have a drink after 10 o'clock.
Well,
what
because
a
then
moron.
You could get really sick. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So you started getting who first showed up from the government to tell you what to do?
Well, we had Cal OSHA climb so far up our backside that now we know we're clean, so that's good. He sent his all of the alphabet Gestapo to us, whether it's OSHA, CHP, ABC, and we got the ABC up all through us. They ended up walking in to serve me 13 citations, and the day they showed up, not only were 230 other restaurants in Placer County fully open and operating, but the guy who showed up from the alcohol beverage control wore no mask. He walked in, talked, and encountered our staff. He probably wasn't even wearing underwear. I'm being honest here. But he came in full swinging to serve us paperwork for violating codes that we don't even know, because we got paperwork that we violated the codes. We just never got paperwork on what those codes
were. Right. Well, that's a common tactic, is they hit you over the head with dozens of violations for all kinds of trivial minor stuff that no one is even aware of. That is just bullying. Yep. That is just government abuse. The way you described it was perfect. They abuse you because they can.
Yeah. Well, and now the thing is the governor has definitely got a hard-on for us. He wants to make an example out of House of Oliver. He wants to show people, because it's not about what happened. It's really about what's going to happen. They don't want to lose control, and they've got to make sure that the next time that they want to flex and implement their power and their legal mandates, that people fall in line. So they're dangling this out there to make a public spectacle of us, hoping that people are going to cower in fear. And instead, what we're seeing is people rising up, standing up, and fighting back.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what's the immediate threat? 30 days they want to close you to punish for all your indiscretions?
Yeah, well, you know, what we think is 30 days. It's called House of Oliver Wine Lounge. Even though we're full liquor, we focus on wine. It's hard to be a wine lounge when you can't serve wine. So they want to shut us down for 30 days. But what they really want to do is drag out this process as long as they possibly can, drain my funds dry in legal fees and the process, and they ultimately want me to close. Because they think if we close, if we get fed up, we're going to move out of the state and we're going to give up and let them continue to have control and dominance.
Well, that won't happen, right?
It won't happen. It's not happening. And what we're doing even more is we're rallying. We're getting people motivated. We're getting them activated, and they're getting involved in the local government. They're getting involved in their school boards. They're getting involved. And this started, listen, I was just a guy who liked wine and cheese, you know?
I don't understand this. I mean, I really don't understand why, after all this time, they're digging this up all over again. The whole thing was stupid. They were wrong. Plenty of states were wide open. We had the same amount of COVID cases. It just was completely unnecessary to begin with.
How many outbreaks did you have at the House of Oliver from all this?
Not only did we have no outbreaks, they have no COVID tracing. Comes back to our restaurant whatsoever. None of our staff had any of COVID during any of the outbreaks, anything going on. And it's absolutely ridiculous. What they were asking us to do was stupid. We just had downpour rain the other day, and it brought back like some PTSD of when the governor wanted us to be serving people outside in the downpour when it's pouring rain. And it just reminded me how stupid this guy is. And now he wants to run for president.
Yeah, I know.
What is going on?
I know. So, okay, are they taking you to court? Is there some kind of civil procedure through an agency? Like, what is it you have to deal with now that they've laid out these charges against you?
So they've laid out the charges. They want me to agree. See, it's not just they're saying they want to shut me down for a month. They think that is the compromise. That is what they've offered me. We will only shut you for a month. Like, that's some sort of a win on my side. And what we've come back and said, how about no, we're not going to do that. And what we're hoping right now is that we can get some motivation from people. We've got our assembly member, Kevin Kiley, who's running for Congress. He's written a letter both to Newsom and letter both to the Alcohol Beverage Control asking them to back down. We have other members in the assembly, other members of the state, Tom McClintock, who are representing. They're stepping up for small businesses. They're fighting for them, saying, hey, governor, step down. He is the only governor in all of these states. You know, he likes to do what no one else is doing. He takes stupid to the extreme. He's the only governor trying to shutter small businesses now.
Now.
Places are begging for stuff to open up, and he's going, well, how about we close it?
It's May of 2022, and Newsom is obsessed with shutting down restaurants.
It doesn't like any rebellion. Right?
So, I mean, is there any legal avenue for you?
Well, what they do is we fight them legally. It goes to administrative court. I have to go through three different trials before I ever see an actual judge. They're administrative courts, two different administrative courts. They're not judges. They're appointed by the Alcohol Beverage Control. It's absolute Mickey Mouse situation where I lose, I appeal, I lose, I appeal. I finally go to a judge, and by then I'm broke. That's their hope. What we're hoping is that people step up, they join with us, we put pressure on the ABC, we put pressure on the governor, and on top of that, when they come into House of Oliver, I know some of those there down south, they take a little journey up to a little place called, a little slice of heaven called Placer County,
and
visit Roseville.
We got to go to news. What can our listeners do for you? Is there any way that they can get involved?
Yeah, I think you go to houseofoliver.com, you go to our Facebook page, you share, you get people informed, you sign up, and we're constantly giving people updates on how they can support us.
Okay.
All right, House of Oliver. Thank you very much, Matthew, for talking to us.
Cheers,
great.
Guys.
All right, it's Matthew Oliver, who created a Newsom Hour in order to fight back against restaurant lockdowns and wine bars. And anyway, they're still after him, trying to shut him down for 30 days as a penalty for violating the state's pandemic health orders back in 2020 and 2021.
He does not want to let go of the control. The emergency order is still in effect.
That's right. You go get them, ABC.
This is a fanatic. He belongs in Beijing. John and Ken.
Yeah, coming up, Naomi Seligman will be our guest. She was the former director of communications for Eric Garcetti. And a few months ago, she said she believes Garcetti should be charged, prosecuted for perjury, for repeatedly denying that he knew nothing about his former top aide, Rick Jacobs' alleged sexual misconduct. She will join us after 5 because that eventually led to some Republicans in the U.S. Senate putting a hold on Garcetti's nomination to be the next ambassador to India. And then they went ahead and did their own report. And their conclusion was it is extremely likely or likely that Garcetti did know about what was Rick Jacobs was up to. So we'll talk to Naomi after the news at 5 o'clock because if this nomination is terminated, she's a big reason for it. Here's your Ukraine-Russia update. It's about Putin's health. Putin, I can only hope maybe this will end because he dies. He was supposed to show up for something called the Legends of Hockey. This is a game, an annual game they have that involves some of the Russian NHL players. Oligarchs, politicians come.
Putin used to play every year.
Yes, he used to play every year. He didn't even show up today. In fact, there's a picture of him in the 2021 game. He was there with ice skates on, a whole hockey uniform on, skating around.
He used to play to show how strong and vigorous he was.
Yes, he said that hockey helps keep you vigorous. But he didn't show up today. Some are saying it could be his health. There's a picture of him with splotchy cheeks. It could be from some treatment or some condition.
I saw that. I wondered what that was. Nothing came to mind, like what kind of illness or what kind of treatment would give you blotches.
And they're saying that they're trying to use makeup. They believe that he's got some type of cancer. And they said that he showed up at the Victory Day parade with a heavy blanket across his legs, and some thought he was limping. And there was a report that he's going to go for some surgery soon. But we don't know any of this for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you always think immediately that this could be propaganda or wishful thinking or, just various papers. Because a lot of it comes from the London tabloids. And they're just stirring up dirt, right? Just
and they have sources. And it's usually the same source that's reporting on Putin's health.
But you wonder, there's so many of these stories. And you wonder, are they really all made up or exaggerated? There's really nothing to this.
Meanwhile, Ukraine has filed criminal charges, and they are going to try at least one Russian soldier for war crimes. How's that for a twist? I guess that's how much control they have over the situation. They're ready to move ahead to charge war crimes.
They're doing trials now.
They filed an indictment against a 21-year-old tank division commander, a Russian by the name of Vadim Shizmarin. He could face life imprisonment. They say that he fatally shot an unarmed 62-year-old man while that man was near his home in northeastern Ukraine. This Shizmarin is accused of firing several shots from a Kalashnikov rifle at the head of the Ukrainian man who died on the spot a few dozen meters from his home. They collected evidence, and this will be their first war crimes trial. They also apparently have others that they also want to charge with war crimes. All right, when we come back, we have an opportunity finally to talk to the former communications director for Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. Naomi Seligman is going to join us next about this whole Rick Jacobs story and Garcetti's possible appointment as ambassador to India. It's coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.